Shalom. Welcome to 5 Minute Musar. Musar b'chamesh dakot. I am Rabbi Chasya Uriel Steinbauer. We learn Musar by doing Musar. So we'll jump right in today with practice. We return with our midah of anava, humility, as does all Musar practice. We mentioned in the last podcast that without balanced humility, we cannot have an honest assessment of ourselves, of our midot, our soul traits. All spiritual practice must have an honest assessment of oneself. So our morning affirmation, like a morning mantra, is to be chanted for 5 minutes each morning. Today we chant one created by my teacher, Dr. Alan Morenes of the Musar Institute. It starts to say two phrases, no more than my place, no less than my space. So in Hebrew, you would say, no, lo yoter mi makomi, velo pachot mi shetachi. Okay? So no more than my place, no less than my space. And this is how I chant it, and you can do it for 1 minute with me. No more than my place, no less than my space. Mm-hmm. No more than my place, no less than my space. Mm-hmm. Yay, yay, yay. No more than my place, no less than my space. No more than my place, no less than my space. Lo yoter mimakomi, lo pachot mi shetachi. Lo yoter mimakomi, lo pachot mi shetachi. No more than my place, no less than my space. Why these words? The term my place is part of an American idiom, a phrase, that it means that when we're not, it's not one's place to speak or to take up room, then one shouldn't. You'll often hear people say, that's not your place. That's not your place to say something. So we have all experienced when someone behaves arrogantly, the opposite, the extreme of humility. If we're thinking of humility on a continuum, with humility, anava, in the middle, be'emsa, and arrogance on one side and low self-esteem on the other side. So we all know when someone behaves arrogantly, and takes up too much space, either verbally, emotionally, physically, psychically, spiritually, that is not their place to do so. Similarly, we may not allow our space, the space that our body takes up, we never allow less than that. We are created in the image of God, all children of the divine, all worthy of our space. We serve no one by becoming smaller than who we are or shrinking our actual physical space of our body. So please chant that each morning while you're practicing the midah of anava, of humility. I always recommend that students print out their morning affirmation. They place it on the refrigerator, the bathroom mirror, on the screens of their computer or smartphones, wherever they'll see it throughout the day. Dr. Jeffrey Clausen, a beloved colleague of mine and once a student, is a professor and scholar of Musar at Elon University. And he is a daily practitioner of Musar. He stated, the Musar movement's chief innovation, as it demanded not only the inner qualities and external behavior commonly understood to be required by the Torah, but also other practices that can help to cultivate moral behavior and virtue. So it is a halakhic obligation for all people, for all Jews, to walk in God's ways as best we can. We can learn from the Musar movement that each of us actually has a derivative halakhic obligation to engage in the practices that help us achieve that goal. So for those of us who follow what we call the halakha, Jewish law, we see this obligatory. We see this as a chiyuv, that it's an obligation upon us to better ourselves, to walk in God's ways. So the more so, the better. If one isn't a halakhic Jew, meaning they don't observe the Jewish law, or they're not even Jewish, I know plenty of students who still align themselves with what they see as walking in God's ways, or they see themselves as walking on the right, the upright and righteous path, that which is in alignment with the divine and any other way one wants to see it. So one of Dr. Claussen's chief contributions, actually, is to warn those of us who practice Musar, who for whatever reason, I think it's due to low self-esteem, who basically kind of internalize that certain Musar practices are not Jewish, or they're not Musar practices, let alone do they see themselves as fulfilling the mitzvah of walking in God's ways. We are beseeched to really balance our humility, to take the idea of Musar practice seriously, which can help us to recognize our practice as a serious Jewish endeavor. Any practice that guides us toward moral goodness, holiness, kedusha, that provides moral discipline in our lives, that helps us walk in God's ways, can and should be considered Musar. So, in the practice of Musar, text study obviously underlies everything. It's where we spend time immersed in Jewish texts to study what are basically our models of what good people are like and how we apply them in our lives. Today we turn to duties of the heart, the Chovvot HaLevavot of Rabbi Bachya ben Yosef ibn Bakuda. In his Gate on Humility, he teaches that humility is the very essence of service. This is on page 548. It is what keeps a servant of God from midot, attributes of lordship. Meaning that if one leans towards arrogance on the continuum of humility, then practicing to balance our midah of humility keeps us away from thinking and acting like we are the master of the universe. Notice, however, that Rabbi Bachya concentrates on those who lean towards arrogance. He is chiefly in the world of men. This is where many male practitioners of Musar reside, where they have more of an issue with arrogance. In all my years of teaching Musar, I find that many female practitioners lean towards the opposite extreme, too much humility in the form of low self-esteem. Of course, there are men and boys who also lean towards too much humility. And we'll obviously discuss this more in future podcasts. But it is a common theme in Musar literature to assume a male audience and to focus on the traits that they assume most men occupy, which is stereotypically that men behave more arrogantly than balanced humility or low self-esteem. It is therefore up to us modern Musar teachers and practitioners to correct this today, to come up with a more gender neutral, or to actually include more of a female audience, assuming that we can have everyone somewhere on the continuum of all midot. So centuries of Musar literature assume that the problem with certain midot often resides in a one-sidedness, but little, if anything, is written about those who are on the other extreme of low self-esteem, who have too much. We close today with a reminder to practice writing in our Cheshbon HaNefesh journal for 5 minutes this evening. We want to look at our words, thoughts, and deeds as they are related to how we treat ourselves, others, and our relationship with God. Claussen wrote, taking stock of oneself, engaging in self-accounting, Cheshbon HaNefesh, to use the Hebrew term popularized by Yehuda ibn Tibbon's translation of Bachya ibn Bakuda's writing, is not just a mitzvah to be carried out on Yom Kippur. It is a constant obligation. Indeed, it is the foundational Musar practice. It is the only way we can constantly witness and monitor how we behave. With awareness, we change and transform for the better, Bezrat Hashem. Thank you for today. I look forward to connecting soon.